Unit 7. Lesson 25. Take a holiday. Have a holiday. Trip. Island. Plan. Stick. Walking stick. Since. Sign. Join. Beach. Swimsuit. Write. Right now. On holiday. Colourful. Sand. Favourite. Dragon.
Exercise 1. Ling Xia's grandmother wants to travel to her home village. Ling Xia's mother asks him to help her. Listen and answer the questions.
Ling Xia, would you like to take a little holiday as soon as school's finished?
Oh, yes. Where to?
To Hainan Island. Your grandmother is planning a visit to her village before Uncle Hua's birthday, but she can't go alone. She's invited you to go with her. You'll have to take care of her during the trip. It's not an easy job. Do you think you can do it?
I'm sure I can. What will I have to do?
As Grandma has a walking stick now, she needs help walking. You'll also need to help her with her bags and to take care of all the tickets.
Yes, and since she doesn't see very well either, I'll need to read the signs for her.
That's right. Your father and I will join you in the middle of August, and we'll all come back together at the end of the month.
Wow, a summer on the beach. I can't wait. I'm going to pack my swimsuit right now.
Lesson 26.
Terrible. Hard. Modern. Below. Above. Size. Menu. Roast. Pork. Beef. Prefer.
Exercise 1. Read Kelly's email about her stay in a hotel and answer the questions.
Dear Annie, I just stayed in the most terrible hotel. It looked very modern, but almost everything about it was bad. When we arrived, our room wasn't ready. So, since we were hungry, we thought we'd go to the restaurant while we waited for the room. The restaurant was closed, even though it was only a few minutes after 1. We were told that the cooks were having lunch. Finally, after an hour, we were taken to our room. It hadn't been cleaned. We called the manager, but we were told that he was having lunch too. The beds were big and comfortable, not too hard and not too soft, and the rooms were painted a nice light green colour. But the room was a little too small for 2 people. Also, it was rather noisy, because the kitchen was below it. The room had a big TV, but it was above the door, so it wasn't easy to watch. There was a beautiful swimming pool behind the hotel, but there was no water in it. Can you believe that? We were told that it wouldn't be filled until the end of the month. Only one thing at the hotel wasn't bad, the shopping. I bought a postcard of the hotel so that I'll remember never to go there again. Love, Kelly.
Exercise 3. Kelly and her father are going to order lunch in a restaurant. Listen and write the names of the food in the right boxes on the menu.
What shall we have? I'm really hungry.
I'm not very hungry, but I'm thirsty. I'll have a Coke.
Oh, where are the drinks?
They're below the picture of the cakes.
Oh, I see. I'll have an orange juice. Hey, there's chocolate cake just below the apple juice. I'll have that too.
You'd better have something else first. How about some pork with rice?
I think I'd prefer the one just below it. The fish with French fries.
Fine. I'll have the one beside that, the beef with potatoes.
Do you want some soup? There's tomato soup at the top of the menu.
So there is, above the roast duck. Yes, I'll have some tomato soup.
Are you ready to order now?
Just a minute. I'd like something sweet, too. I'll have the one between the chocolate cake and the watermelon.
The fried bananas?
That's it. Let's order.
Lesson 28.
Email. Betsy. Asia. Aeroplane. Be off. Seafood. Sentosa. Singapore. Phuket. Golden. As well as. Giant-sized. Bali. Langkawi. Malaysia.
Exercise 1. Janet's aunt writes travel stories for magazines. Last summer, Janet went with her to several islands. Read Janet's story about her trip and answer the questions.
Last summer, I got an email from my Aunt Betsy. She said she was planning to write a travel story about holiday islands in Asia. She was going to visit several islands during my school holidays. Did I want to go with her? I said I was ready to go as soon as she was. She said she preferred to travel with only a few bags. She said I should bring only one small bag, small enough to put above my seat in buses and aeroplanes. She also said I might need two swimsuits, because we would do a lot of swimming. Before I knew it, we were off. First, we went to Hainan Island in China. We stayed in a wonderful hotel on the beach and ate seafood every day. We also ate lots of seafood on Sentosa Island in Singapore. Between visiting Hainan and Sentosa, we visited Phuket Island, Thailand. It had beautiful golden beaches as well as a giant-sized swimming pool. In Bali, the last place we stayed, the hills below the hotel were covered with rice fields. The beaches were also very beautiful. I was happy about that, because the beach in the place before that, Langkawi Island in Malaysia, was not wonderful.
Exercise 3. Listen to Janet and Aunt Betsy talking about the islands they have visited, and fill in the form.
Aunt Betsy, what are you doing?
Well, we've been to all 5 holiday islands now, so I need to compare them and start writing my report. You can help me.
Me? What can I do?
I'd like to know what you think were the best and worst hotels and places to eat. I also need to know which is the best beach.
Well, let's see. I liked the hotel on Hainan Island and the hotel in Phuket, but I'm sure the best hotel is this one in Bali.
I agree. And I think the worst hotel was in Langkawi.
True. I didn't like it much, and I didn't like the beach either.
Neither did I. But it wasn't the worst beach.
No, the worst beach was on Sentosa Island.
Yes, but the food there was good, wasn't it?
Yes, it was good, but not as good as the food in Bali and on Hainan Island. I guess the best food was on Hainan.
Okay. Now, what about the best beach? Do you like the beach here?
Yes, I do, but I think some of the other beaches were better.
Which one did you like best?
The one in Phuket, but it had the worst food.
Okay. That's all I need for my story.